This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Jury trials will resume in El Paso and Teller counties tomorrow. A district judge had twice extended the pause because of spiking COVID cases, but key metrics show the situation has improved in both counties. The number of confirmed cases in Teller County dropped by roughly 80% over the last 2 weeks. El Paso County saw new cases drop by about 70%. Jury duty has also restarted in other parts of the state, including Denver and Jefferson counties. It's pretty easy to get a copy of the statutes and regulations that govern life in Colorado, but there's another realm of the law that is not so accessible. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Case law is the set of rulings by the state's appeals and Supreme Courts that establish precedent for how legal cases play out in Colorado. Right now, the complete set is only available through pricey online services or by going to a law library in Denver. Here's Republican Representative Matt Soper.
That means that if you're a poor Coloradan or if you're a rural Coloradan, it has a chilling effect on being able to access your source of law.
Soper is sponsoring a bipartisan bill to put all those rulings in a free online database. It passed its first committee hearing with a unanimous vote this week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
It's going to be a sunny day across much of the state today. Along the Front Range, highs in the low 50s. In Grand Junction, high of 50. Colder in the mountains. This is CPR and KRCC. It's 7:06.